We're joined right now by a cornerback for the Denver Broncos. He is entering his third season in the NFL. He was the ninth pick overall in 2021 out of Alabama. He won a natty with Alabama in 2020. Already a Pro Bowler and a first-team All-Pro last season, the Broncos are going to open up the regular season at home against the Raiders on September 10th. He joins us via Zoom today. Patrick Surtain is my guest. Patrick, it is great to have you on the show, man. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
It is great to have you. Appreciate it. It's a good opportunity for me to talk to you. So let me ask you, you had, as I mentioned, a heck of an individual season last year. I'm kind of curious, as a young guy, how did you approach the past offseason in terms of the work you put in? And then what did you do in your downtime?
Yeah, you know, I just approached it, because just building off of my rookie year, you know, I had a pretty good year. And, you know, just improving my game, whether it's technique-wise, getting back to the fundamentals, but also, you know, taking that next step to that next level to improve my game, you know, and reach my goals. So the approach was a little different, you know, because, you know, my rookie year, you know, I wasn't as experienced, you know, but that little bit of experience helped me maintain that level of play going into my next year.
All right,
and in my downtime, I just like to, you know, just to lay back, chill, you know, hang out, get on the video game, spend time with friends, watch a movie or something like that. But, you know, I like to chill. You know, I stay low key and be to myself.
I like that, dude. I like that a lot. Patrick Surtain joining us. Sorry to jump in on you. Let me ask you, so you made that great jump, I think, from your rookie year to your second year. What kind of a jump are you looking to make from last year to this coming year? What kind of improvements are you looking to make?
You know, there's some slight improvements. You know, I could always improve on my technique. Technique is a big part of my game, and I want to master it. I feel like there's some, you know, little, you know, tendencies here and there that I can improve on in my technique, you know, sharpen up, refine my tools, my toolbox. But, you know, just growing into being a leader, even though I'm still young, you know, I'm in my third year. I think it's that time where I just, you know, set apart myself and, you know, step into that leadership phase and, you know, just be out there for the team, whether it's leading by example or just leading vocally, you know, just doing everything in my power to make sure I step that up.
You know, I was just going to ask you about that because what you are, I mean, you're one of the best players, one of the best players on that team is a young player, and it's a veteran team, right? So there's a lot of veteran leadership. I'm really interested to hear you talk about leadership, and you kind of started this. I was going to ask you, so what is your approach to leadership? Are you going to lead by example? Do you want to be that vocal leader? How do you approach that?
Yeah, I just approach it each and every day and learn from the guys, the vets in the locker room. I believe that they set a great example for me to learn from guys like Justin Simmons, you know, Russ, K-Jack, you know, different vets around the locker room that, you know, inspire me to, you know, be that leader across the locker room because they've done it at a high level, very experienced level. So, you know, going into my third year, that's what I'm looking to improve on and provide those leadership qualities for the team.
Patrick Surtain joining us. You mentioned Russ. Let me ask you about Russ. I'm sure Russ would be the very first one to tell you that last year did not go anywhere near as well as he would have expected. Have you noticed any difference in his approach this offseason, and what are you expecting from Russ in this coming season?
You know, I think Russ is going to come in with the same approach. You know, he's always had that strong work ethic. You know, he knows what it takes to win games. You know, even though despite last year, you know, last year wasn't, you know, the year that, you know, that was expected, but, you know, stuff like that happens. You have those, you know, rough patches in a career, but, you know, Russ, I know what type of player he is. You know, he's very excited for this year and looking to build with the team for this coming season.
So, Patrick, you know, in the NFL, the only constant is change, right? Things are always changing. You've already experienced that yourself. Obviously, when a new head coach comes in, there's going to be a pretty significant adjustment. But how different is the vibe in the entire facility when that new head coach is a Super Bowl winning head coach in Sean Payton, you know, a guy with a really strong presence? How different was it the second he walked through the door?
Yeah, you could just sense the vibe change. You know, he brings a different type of, you know, compassion. Passion towards the game. You can just tell each and every day he walks in the building, he's full of enthusiasm. He's very, you know, energetic. He's locked in with the team, and you could tell just day in and day out so far through these OTAs that, he puts the team first, but he also knows what's ahead for us. He has very high expectations for us going in towards the season. And, we're just looking forward to it. We're going to rally behind him because, he knows what it takes to win at a high level. He's done it before. His resume speaks for itself. So, I'm just looking forward to, competing at a high level with him and seeing, where it takes us.
Hey, let me ask you one thing about him. Like you mentioned his resume. He's got that great resume. And when you walk in and you've got that resume and you've got that ring, you have instant cred, right? So he's got the tremendous resume. He's got swag. He's got rap. I'm curious, how good is he at connecting with young players like you?
He's great with that. Me and him been chatting it up. Even though we're just starting to get to know each other, it seems like we've known each other for a long time already. We could connect very well. He's also an entertaining guy as well, too. He'll say a joke here and there, but he's just locked in with the team. And, he's got a lot of swag behind him. Just a lot of, personal, level stuff that, that you'll see in him that would have taken a winning coach. And, we're very excited for that, as a team. And, Sean, he just knows what it takes. And, you just sense that around the team, the sense of aura, the energy that's around the team that he's brought. So, we're very excited as a team to see where the season takes us coming up.
Patrick Surtain joining us. Patrick, I've always been amazed in all my years of watching the league, guys on the corner, guys on the island, it's a different deal altogether, man. It takes a different mindset. It takes a different skill set. You guys are just a different breed altogether. You grew up with it. Your father was obviously an amazing player. You're already an amazing player. You're an extremely humble guy, but you need to be really, really confident if you're going to be on the island. Let me ask you this. You're already in the conversation as one of the top corners in the league. Do you feel like maybe you're already the guy? Are you the best of the best playing that position right now?
Yeah, I believe that 100%. I just think my film speaks for itself. I've been doing it consistently, through year one. And now year two, now year three, I'm looking to build, what I've put out on film, put out on tape, put out on primetime games. And, I think I've solidified myself as one of those guys, I'm just looking to improve on that.
Respect. I love that response. Let me ask you this. What's it like being in the AFC West? What's it like being in the AFC West knowing there's a pretty good chance you could play the bulk of your career going up against the likes of Patrick Mahomes and Justin Herbert?
Yeah, our division is very tough. Obviously, we got great quarterbacks, great teams around our division. And, when you got those teams in your division, it sets very high goals for you. If you're able to get through our division, you have a high chance of, winning the Super Bowl, getting the playoffs, and winning the high level. So, our division speaks for itself. The Chiefs over there, they've been handling their business the last couple of years, the Raiders, the Chargers. We got our work cut out for us, but we know what's ahead. We are very excited, even though the division sort of, could go either way, but, I'm excited to see what's going to happen this year, especially in our division.
Yeah, I love that division. Listen, before you go, it seems to me like you're a classic case of they got to deal with you as much as you have to deal with them. That said, as great as the start to your career has been, what would you consider your welcome to the NFL moment? Like, it's such a cheesy question to me, but everybody has one. What was yours?
Welcome to the NFL moment?
Yeah.
I say the first one was my rookie year against the Ravens. We was playing against Lamar and Sammy Watkins. I went against him. He was an experienced vet. I'm a rookie out there. Still going through the nuance of things. And I went against him. The first half, I held him down, held him in check. Then the second half came. He just started picking up, just gaining yards, just completing catches on me. Those two had a connection throughout the point of the game in the second half. It was kind of frustrating. So it was like that's my welcome to the NFL moment. And you know, after that game, that's when it was like, yeah, I got locked in, honing on the little things, the technique, you know, because little stuff like that, when you're not locked in on your technique and you think you got it the whole game, you know, it could come back to eat you alive. So, you know, that was my welcome to the NFL moment, I should say.
Boy, isn't that the truth, right? Like, that's those little things that you might get away with in college in the NFL.
Yeah,
man,
yeah.
The pros will exploit that, right? They will kill you.
Yeah, the little things, you know, you got to stay on top of that, stay on your P's and Q's, because, you know, other teams could look at that, you know, and sort of pick on that. So, you know, you just got to lock into little things, you know, just come out with the same consistent type of play.
Hey, listen, one last thought. How caught up are you in the Nuggets run right now?
Oh, I'm very caught up. Them boys balling for sure at a high level. And, you know, you could just see, because I've been to a couple games, you know, how locked in, you know, how everything is falling into place for them. You know, they're going on a run. And, you know, at this, you know, through these playoffs, I could just tell that they're even more of a complete team than their opponents in the show. So, you know, the Nuggets are, you know, they're doing it. So I can't wait to see these next few games, what they got. I know they're going away to the Lakers. So, you know, I feel like if they get through these games here, they're, you know, winning series.
Dude, don't they look like they've got a massive chip on their shoulder? And you know, as a high-level athlete, you have enough guys in a room with a chip on their shoulder like that, that'll carry you a long way, won't it?
Yeah, especially for them. I know they, you know, last year they didn't have, you know, the season that they wanted. So you could tell that they got a big chip on their shoulder, you know, coming towards this season, especially in the playoffs, going on the run they have. You know, they're special down the team, so they're exciting to watch too.
They are. They're a blast.
All types of players on the, you know, so yeah, they're doing good.
Hey, Patrick, how many times am I going to step on you in the middle of an answer, man? Sorry about that. Listen, dude, I love the way you showed up. What a great conversation. I've been looking forward to having you on the program. You lived up to all the hype. You're coming off an amazing year. You're a Pro Bowler, a first-team All-Pro already, one of the best in the league already, going to hour number three. Patrick, appreciate you very much, man. Great job, and really nice to have you on the show.
Thank you. Appreciate you, man.
Appreciate you, dude, very much. Love him. What a great player. What a great player. So happy with that conversation and glad we can make that happen. Via Zoom, no less. And he looks like a million and plays like it too. Patrick Surtain, cornerback for the Broncos. Great player, excellent interview. Really happy about that.